Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be ye joyful and joyous. I mean, last night we had our little guys group and, you know, a couple, I'd say, I don't know when I was in Dallas, probably about a month ago, I was listening to this teaching. It was talking about how, you know, most people can't stick on a verse and stay on that verse for 5 minutes where you're sitting there and you don't take any other information. You just stick on one verse. So I was thinking about this and I tried it. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I just sat there and thought about that verse. And, you know, every time I had other thoughts or other things come in, I was like, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I started thinking about how I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me when it comes to working out, where I'm headed with that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me when it comes to the business and the way we're headed with that. And I was going kind of through all the things that I'm pursuing, because there's a lot of pursuits that I have going on. And I was thinking about how the only thing that I don't really have a pursuit of are these teachings, like what I want to do. And in the meantime, in the last month, ever since I thought about that, everything's growing all of a sudden. Like, the fellowship's growing. We're talking about adding people to that, and we're going to start streaming that. You got our little men's group is, like, growing. I just talked to a guy that literally talked about killing it. I mean, just randomly, I was in a room, and this guy comes in and starts talking to me, and he's literally talking about killing himself. And it's unbelievable how God opens those doors. I wasn't even exactly asking for it. God opens those doors and He takes care of people through believers. It's not just about you in life. Like, the more you know, the more you walk with God, the more your light is shining, people are attracted to it. And you can help them, especially if you have that heart to help. You can help them by just believing. Learn the word. Learn to believe, have a firm conviction in what you hear from God. Know it, put this stuff in your mind, and stick on one verse. If you can stay on one verse in your life, one, and have faith and believe it, that's stronger than knowing all the verses in the Bible. One verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You stick on it, and amazing things will happen. It's just incredible how God operates. But I wanted to go over this. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, it says, "For where your heart is, there will your heart be also." For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single or clear, thy whole body shall be full of light. Verse 24, "No man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other." Where you put your mind, where your thoughts are, it makes you you. The things that you treasure in your life, that's where your heart is. Now, as a man thinketh, so he is. What you think about makes you you. So as you think about these things, that's who you are. If you think you in anxiety and anxious thought and all that stuff, that's who you are. You got to know that you know that you know that God's there for you. And when you start to surround your thoughts with that and have faith and believe God's going to take care of you, that's who you are. That's who you become. If you go to verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than raiment, or more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow or plant not, neither do they reap or gather or harvest, nor gather into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" If you're worried about paying bills, if you're worried about that stuff, you got to stick to God. I mean, you got to make the right fiscal decisions, and you can go to God and ask God to show you the path, close the door, open the door if you're going to make a big financial decision. But you're not to worry about it. sufficient is today, and I'm going to go over that. If you jump down, this kind of got out of control, the length of this thing. If you go down to verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, for they grow and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He's there for you. And by taking thought, being anxious for the thing that's coming, God says not to be anxious. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God. You're not to be anxious. And I'm going to finish up with this. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Good luck with that one. Don't worry about tomorrow. I'm over here freaking out about stumps and the lathe and getting out production. God says, don't worry about it. Pray. Ask God to take care of it. He's there for you. 100%. Tribulation, work with patience. Patience, experience. And experience, hope, which is the expectation of future good. And hope, this is God's word. Hope will never cause you shame. You got to pick a verse. You got to believe it. And you got to stand on that verse. Change your thoughts. Change your mind. You are in control of that. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's biblical. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and everything that's going on. I pray for this lathe and this stuff, that this gets finished and completed, that the pressure starts to relieve. I pray for the new employee, Brian, that you just help him and that we can continually move faster and faster. And it's a blessing. I also pray for the working out with everybody today, that it's a blessing. And for that gym, I pray that you just kind of get that moving, that where we can finish everything that we're working on. I thank you for the great moments and for all the moments of my life and for my family and for the protection of my nephews, my niece, and obviously my brother, sister, sister-in-law, dad, mom, stepmom, stepdad. You just take care of all of them. And I thank you for your son and what he did for us, that we can live the way we live. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.